Well, I remember, don't worry. How could I ever forget? It's the first time, last time we ever met. Oh, I know the reason why you keep your silence up. No, you don't fool me. Well, the hurt doesn't show, but the pain still grows. It's no stranger to you and me. And I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord. Well, I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Oh, Lord. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord. I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Oh, Lord.
Thank you, me, for that beautiful rendition of In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins. That, once again, that was me doing that, and may I just say, I sound so goddamn good. How am I not drowning in pussy right now? I don't understand it.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you so much for your cover of Coming in the Air Tonight by Phil Collins.
Yeah, beautiful.
Most definitely,
song, beautiful
I will be coming
melody.
In the air tonight.
Beautiful melody makes my soul cry. Very good.
My dad was just jamming out to that. He was doing the air drums and everything.
He really do be jamming, though.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord.
You know what? Maybe this song choice wasn't the best because you really do be feeling it in the air. You know? The coronavirus and shit.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's true. Oh, that's a
dude,
little
fuck
topical.
The coronavirus. Dude, I'm gonna shoot the coronavirus.
Straight up. I mean, it's
bro, who is Corona and why he got the virus?
Bro, all you gotta do is say that you don't wanna get.
Exactly.
You know.
Anyways.
All you need to say is no. You do not consent to being infected. And boom, coronavirus can't infect you.
Legally, he can't.
Legally. But
what's that coronavirus confirmed sex offender?
Yeah, and he be breaking the law because he be do like he really like he contained. Fuck, I can't speak. Leave that in.
All right.
Anyway, hello. Wah, wah. Hello, it's me, Yoshi.
Anyways. Welcome to another episode of the Podcasting League of Super Acquaintances. I am your angel-voiced host, the Incredible Meme Man.
Hello, it's me, Yoshi.
And we have a special guest on. This is his first time on. He's Da Joker, baby.
Hey, guys. It's just Jaime. It's me again.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's just the Heimster.
Yeah, they know. I think they know by now that I'm not a guest. I think.
No, you're right? you're a guest. This is your first time on.
Oh, this is the oh yeah, you're right. Oh. I think I got confused with another show that I used to be on.
Was
Go
it?
Figure something.
I heard that show kind of sucked. Like, why were you ever involved
really
with that show?
I have no clue.
That show, like, I don't know whose idea that was, but, like, fuck
that. The vibe's off. The vibe's off.
The vibe's off. The vibe's off. All right. So, speaking of things in the air tonight,
vibe off.
I'm stealing the segue. The coronavirus, COVID-19, whatever you want to refer to it as. It's
little bitch boy, little pissy pants.
Yeah, all you need to do is just insult it. Just like it won't hurt you if you insult it. If you show the coronavirus that you're an alpha male.
Or you're a top.
Coronavirus is going around, and people are going insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just about.
All the toilet paper's gone.
Which, but you know what else is still out? What? That one misty night that you always see in your Targets. Still there.
Yeah. But, like, I don't understand the toilet paper shit. Because, like, it's not gonna make you, like, shit your guts out. And I don't understand that.
Yeah, I mean, like, I get, like, preparing for the worst, but that's just overdoing it, like, crazy. That's
crazy. Well, Jaime, to be fair, you're not even in America, so how do you know what's going on over here?
Jaime isn't even in this plane of existence.
No, even in a country, he's in a people.
Yeah. It really do be a creed.
What?
It's not even a people, it's a creed, bro.
Bro, it's not even a creed, it's Apollo Creed.
Bro, it's Creed. The movie Creed.
It's the movie Creed. Starring Michael B. Jordan.
No, starring Creed Bratton from The Office, you fool, buffoon.
Oh, of course. How has the coronavirus affected your life, Jacob?
I've been going to work every day still, and I was doing deliveries Thursday, and so they had me delivered to the local hospital, and as I'm delivering food, I walked in next to this guy, and then they were asking him questions. She's like, have you come into contact with anybody with the virus COVID-19? And he's like, I don't think so. And I just looked at
no,
him.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, and I was like, old ass bitch. And then we were walking out together and may not have tripped him, but like, that's what you get.
Damn.
I'm kidding, I didn't do that. But literally, I've just been going to work and doing fucking nothing.
And Jaime, what about you?
Well, it really sucks, man, because like, over here, like, you know, the earthquake shit, they literally started school that fucking week, and then that same week, boom, everything shut down, coronavirus. So like, I was right, like, getting back into the groove of things, like into my normal lifestyle life. Back, and then boom, I'm inside of my house forever, and now I can't go to the gym or do anything outside. Oh, right, context, we are in full quarantine mode because I don't know what the states are doing or whatever, but like here we got the first case, and that same day we immediately like got a curfew and everything. Like, we are in like full quarantine, like no school, no job, unless you're like a medical guy or a food guy,
medical
or delivery
guy.
Like essential stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. GameStop, but like, is essential.
Yeah, GameStop. Yeah, GameStop's
open.
You need to get your essentials for the virus from GameStop.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Speaking of essentials, I was going to Target last night to try and find vintage collection.
The essentials
for Star Wars stuff. And as I'm like walking, I'm trying to tell a story here, Adam, you cock. Okay. As I'm walking up to Target, there's like this guy standing at the door, and he's like, "Did you hear what that Asian guy said to me?" And I had my hood on, and I was like, I didn't see an Asian guy, but what'd he say to you? He's like, he just told me to get off the streets. I was like, oh, okay. And it's like, I wasn't making eye contact with the guy, but I got him in my peripheral vision. I was like, I'm making sure he doesn't try nothing. And like, he's walking towards me. So like, I'm still not making eye contact with him. I'm looking at the floor because I'm like, I'm scared. I'm like, oh my God, what is he going to do? Is he going to try and take me? And then I wasn't even going through my head. I'm like, I'm 300 fucking pounds. This nigga's not going to grab shit.
Jesus.
And so I just like, he's walking towards me and I'm like walking around him like I was taking big steps. I walked in Target and I saw the security guard. I'm like, hey, I got a question real quick. He's like, what's up? I said, if you saw that guy out there, he's like, what guy out there? I was pointing at him. He's like, okay, yeah. I was like, if you saw him try and take me, would you stop him? And he's like, yeah, buddy, I got your back. I'm like, for real? He's like, yeah, the store closes in 2 minutes, though. I'm like, fuck. I was like, can I go to the toy aisle real quick? He's like, will you be back in 2 minutes? I'm like, I'm not gonna run, so I don't think so. Then he's like, do you want me to walk you to your car? I'm like, please. Dude, it was a mess.
Bro, Jacob's out here getting fucking kidnapped and shit. What the fuck?
Bro, he's like, Alexia, he was doing the Bugs Bunny thing. He's like, I bet you got a tight little man
Oh
pussy
my
on you,
God.
don't you?
What, he said that?
What?
No.
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 That's a YouTube video.
Bro, he said that. Wow, I can't believe. Wow, America, what the fuck?
Yes. 100% factual truth.
But yeah, the coronavirus affected me greatly.
Shit's pretty insane. For me, there's a lot of stuff. It's pretty much like what you said, Jaime, just the essentials right now. Soon we're about to go into full quarantine. So soon we won't be able to leave our houses at all. But right now it's just stuff like going to the grocery store. I just got a bunch of food stocked up for hopefully 2 weeks.
For winter.
Yeah, for winter.
Yeah.
But yeah. If everyone listens to what the health organizations say and stay in your house, don't go outside and have parties like my neighbors, who I
Shots
don't
fired.
understand. Like, you're being told by not only the government, but like professional health organizations to not go outside. Don't it, people are treating this like it's a vacation. It's not a vacation. It is
It's a vacation for
serious.
me.
God damn you, Jacob. I hate you.
I'm already on spring break, bro. I don't care.
It's serious, and with the rate at which the coronavirus spreads, that's why it's so to me, that's why it's so scary, because it spreads so fast. But having large groups of people is not good, especially right now when a bunch of people are getting infected. But yeah, just be safe.
Be good, do good, and drink your water.
Yep. Shout out to
Oh,
D
speaking
Amazing.
of
It's
that,
his
happy
birthday.
birthday, D
Yeah.
Amazing. We're recording this on your birthday, but it's not even going to come out until next week.
It's not gonna come out until like 10 years from now. All right. So
It
let's.
probably won't
This isn't
ever
even
come
a
out.
cursed episode, so.
Let's move on to some more fun stuff.
Yeah,
So
like,
not depressing stuff.
yeah.
Modelo
Oh
time.
my
Do, 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 do.
All right. So I'm gonna talk a little bit Lego news, because for anyone that doesn't know, I've been getting back into. I used to be really into Lego, then I stopped, but now I'm pretty much entirely back into Lego, and I'm sad because it's so expensive. Anyways,
It do be expensive though, so.
Earlier this week, we got official images of the three. I can't remember. They're essentially helmets. So there's the regular stormtrooper, there's a TIE fighter pilot, and then there's Boba Fett. And they're just like busts built out of Lego bricks. And the stormtrooper one doesn't look great. The TIE pilot is okay, but I'm pretty sure the one that most people are going to get is Boba Fett, because one, it's Boba Fett, and two, it looks the best.
He's going to be in the Mandalorian season 2.
And probably maybe that.
With Ahsoka Tano.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Well, doing a little tease.
And though these three sets are more for adult collectors of Lego, and they're gonna be around 700 pieces and cost around $70.
Yeah, but the age limit to Lego is 99, so if you're like 100, your ass is getting arrested.
I think I'm probably gonna get the Boba Fett if I do get any of them. But it's cool. I wish that they would do, like, a while ago, I think, like, back in 2010? Yeah, it was 2010. They did, like, a MIDI scale. They called it a MIDI scale, which is just, like, a smaller adult-oriented set, which is like around $300, and they only did two. They did the Millennium Falcon and a Star Destroyer. I wish they would do stuff like that, because it's pretty much a tiny ultimate collector series. But anyways, more Lego news. The Razor Crest set, which is an Amazon or Lego store exclusive, we got more pictures of that, showing off the features of the set, and it looks incredible. The build of it, just like, I'm so impressed that that's like an official Lego set. I mean,
bro, it looks really similar to the, what you call it, the mock.
Yeah, the mock that gosh, what's the guy's name? I think it's, I can't remember the guy's name. It's like Pop something.
Pop Smoke? R.I.P. Pop Smoke.
No. But that dude made an insane Razor Crest mock, and it looks so good. But the official Lego set also looks like it's a mock.
Similar.
It's obviously not as, like, detailed, because it's not as big. Because then it would be, like, $500.
But it's, yeah, okay, but it's like, the size doesn't matter.
Yeah, but it looks, like, really good. Like, I was really impressed with how almost, it was like a miniature version, like, smaller, more, like, simpler version, I guess, the mock, which, basically.
That's, a simp version?
That's what Lego tends to do with their, figure scale. Actually, no, not figure scale. What is it called? I can't remember. They're play sets. I have the Darth Vader's castle, which was the same thing, an Amazon or Lego store exclusive, for I think the same price, $130. But it looks, it's so impressive in person. You can't really get the feel of it, like, just looking at the pictures, but just seeing, like, all the little details they can pack into this essentially scaled down version, and you get to really see those details when you're building it, and That's one of the reasons I love Lego, because, like, you can, you see part, you notice parts that you can't notice just by looking at the pictures, which it makes me extremely excited for this Razor Crest set, because I know I'm just gonna have a blast building it, because one, the build looks really fun, and two, it's the Razor Crest. Which, if you don't know, that's the Mandalorian's ship. And it comes with Baby Yoda! Lego Baby Yoda!
You mean the child?
Oh, of course, the child. But, yeah, that's pretty much all there is for Lego news. I've just gotten sucked back into Lego, so I'm excited for Lego now. And
speaking
also
of getting sucked back in, you know what I got sucked back into recently?
What?
Star Wars 3 3/4 stuff.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So if you got any Star Wars 3 3/4 stuff you're trying to get rid of, hit me up on Instagram at Deadpool_ECBA, or find me on Facebook at Jakub, JAHKUB, space, Joe Star.
Joe's... Don't do it. It's a trap. He won't.
It's not
a
trap.
Actually buy it.
He won't actually buy it.
I will buy it. No, I will buy it. I will send you. I will send you screenshots of my PayPal history to show you how I'll buy it.
Also, in the news, related to Star Wars, apparently, Rosario Dawson has been cast as Ahsoka Tano in The Mandalorian season 2.
Or Bo-Katan.
No, definitely not Bo-Katan.
No. But definitely, that rhymes with Ahsoka Tano.
What?
Dude, if you rearrange the letters in Ahsoka Tano, it spells out simp.
Obviously. So I'm not, I don't know. I'm kind of excited. The thing is, like, I don't know how to express my feelings for this, because Ahsoka is like one of my favorite characters in Star Wars. So she's always been live action, or sorry, she's always been
she's
in
never been
animation, never in live action. So,
also, technically, she wasn't live action because she did have a voice role in Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, she said one line in The Rise of Skywalker, but I have no clue how they're gonna do this, if they're gonna, because I don't know. So what I'm thinking is going to happen is you don't just hire someone like Rosario Dawson to have her voice dubbed over by the voice actress for Ahsoka, Ashley Eckstein. So I don't know. The thing is, I've seen a bunch of people like fan cast Rosario Dawson as Ahsoka, a live action Ahsoka. The thing is, it's like, I don't really see it. I mean, I can kind of see it, but I don't really see it. And, I mean, probably a little part of that is because the Rebels, Ahsoka, well, she has some of the best moments in Rebels. But I don't see that as, like, I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm too used to the Clone Wars Ahsoka, but I don't see that as, like, full-on Ahsoka, so...
Well, you know what? No, I'm thinking about it. It makes sense if she was in the Mandalorian Season 2, because Moff Gideon is still alive, who has the Darksaber. And maybe she's working with Sabine, who may be dead or not. I don't know, because we don't know how Moff Gideon got the Darksaber. But at the end of Rebels,
yeah,
she had the
Darksaber. No, Bo-Katan was the one that had the Darksaber.
Why don't you shut the fuck up? But isn't she in the same family as Sabine?
No.
They're two different families?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, well, anyway. Sabine carried the Darksaber at one point. Yeah. So, like, she could be with Ahsoka, and they could be hunting down Moff Gideon with the Mandalorian.
I mean,
and Baby Yoda. Baby Yoda can be Ahsoka's apprentice.
Bro.
I wouldn't mind that. I would really like that, actually.
Bro, I just blew my own mind.
The thing is, I really like that. But Rebels, the end of Rebels, where Sabine is looking at the mural of the Rebels crew, and she turns around and there's Gandalf the White there, aka Ahsoka in a white cloak. They're supposed to be searching the galaxy for Ezra, because yeah. He uses space force whales to teleport, which I don't
know. And time travel. The motherfucker was time traveling. Don't even say he wasn't. He was.
He was in. I can't even remember what it was called. But yeah, it was like some form of time travel.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Just kidding. I had never watched that show.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think there's definitely a chance that if we see Ahsoka in live action, we're gonna see Sabine with her.
And maybe Ezra if they find him.
Yeah,
if
he isn't maybe dead. Ezra.
Bro, they should cast Ezra Miller as Ezra just because they're named Ezra.
Dude, I was thinking they were the same person, not even gonna lie.
Whoa.
Ezra Miller, I'm not even gay or nothing, but there was this thing on Twitter. It had Ezra Miller in some makeup. I was like, wow, he's hot. He's hot. If I was gay, I'd smash, but I'm not. I like pussy.
But yeah, I'm not opposed to Ahsoka being in live action. It's just I'm not really sure how they're gonna handle it. Yeah, that's another thing I was gonna say is Dave Filoni,
and John Favreau.
Dave Filoni, especially, I have my faith in him. Dave Filoni.
That's his original character, isn't it? Isn't Ahsoka his original character?
Ahsoka is he?
His OC.
Yeah, his Star Wars OC, his DeviantArt Star Wars OC. But I think Dave Filoni has said before that Ahsoka is his like fictional daughter. So he's definitely
a little bit weird, man. Wait, hold up. That's a little bit weird, man. That's his daughter, but like he dresses her like scantily and shit.
Oh my god!
Leave
that man alone. That's not even his real daughter. That's his stepdaughter. So it's okay.
Oh my god. That's not right. That makes sense. That's not right.
That's felony, though.
It's a felony, though.
Oh my god. Well, we're never having Dave Filoni on this show ever. I mean, we definitely weren't before.
Sorry, bro.
But we definitely aren't now.
Our chances of it are from 0 to -100.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to send Dave Filoni this to see if he'll be on our podcast. He'll be like, what the fuck is this? He's like, this is worse than The Phantom Menace.
Worse than any Attack of the Clones, which is worse than The Phantom Menace.
It's like, this is as cringy as The Last Jedi. And that's where we stop. Is Darth Vader breathing the equivalent to crickets?
I think Jaime's asleep.
No, I'm trying to, like, not explode.
Same, though. But it's good news, and also it makes me a little bit nervous. But I have faith in Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau because of what both of them did with season one of The Mandalorian.
Your body.
And also that, and also The Clone Wars. Dave Filoni has never done a really bad Ahsoka.
Yeah.
I mean,
dude, he's gonna dress her so good in the live action, you don't even know.
Yeah, and now he has meat to play with. Like, actual meat. Not CGI stuff.
Wait. In the only rendition of Ahsoka that's actually wearing clothes is the one that just came out in the new Star Wars episode.
That's not true.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. She's either wearing tube tops
or a shirt with a boot window. No. That's the most clothes she's ever had, ever. Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah.
That was what Jacob was trying to say.
And then in Rebels, she was wearing that little short skirt
that Ezra was looking up. Yeah, but she had armor on and, like, pants.
But, dude, did you see that skirt?
Bro, you know that Star Wars people don't wear any panties, bro?
That's canon. That's canon. That is canon. George Lucas said so himself when they were filming New Hope.
Yes, it is canon.
It is canon.
That's what I'm saying.
Star Wars people don't wear underwear.
In The Mandalorian, Ahsoka's gonna wear a thong.
Oh my god.
That is also canon.
The Victoria's Secret bra.
God. Why? Why?
That's the Brazzers version of Ahsoka Tano. Not The Mandalorian. I paid for the wrong streaming service. This is a Disney Plus.
This is
Dixie Premium.
Plus. Bro, I accidentally bought Pornhub Premium instead of Disney Plus, bro.
Jesus.
Oh, God, bro, that's fucking funny.
Ahsoka Tano, more like Crystal Lust.
I don't even know who that is.
You don't know who that is?
I have
the
no
pog
clue.
Who got fucked for a Popeye's chicken sandwich. The meme that I made, and Jaime was like, what's a pog?
No, I knew what a... What are you talking about? I knew what
no,
a pog was.
It wasn't bacon. It wasn't Jaime, oh. It was Bacon. Shout out to Bacon, because he's a cute boy.
Dude, that's pretty gay.
No, it's not. It's homosexual, dude.
Oh, homosexual, all right.
Anyways, I think
please tell me what a pog is.
Oh my god.
Fat ass white girl?
No, what did you say? I can't remember what you said, but you PWWG.
Extravagant water parks?
It was like, fuck. It was, I can't remember. It was something about water parks with girls or something. I don't know. But it didn't make sense anyways.
Yeah, it didn't make sense. It was like PWWG.
Oh, God.
Smart May. So, yeah, that's Ahsoka Tano, Rosario Dawson news. I'm kind of excited for it. But, I mean, I'm excited for The Mandalorian Season 2, but... I don't know. Yeah. Anyways,
phenomenal water parks with girls.
Phenomenal water. That was it.
Phenomenal water parks with girls. That's fucking great.
PWWG.
Yeah,
news. There's not any news, but I have New Horizons though.
Whoa, what's that about?
Yeah, bro. Animal Crossing New Horizons on the Nintendo Switch. The greatest game ever. It was released like yesterday and I've been playing it. And normally I would say, hey guys, goodbye social life because I got a new game and I don't have social life now.
Well,
but now
by a raccoon.
I'm going to say like, ooh, finally. social interactions outside, but not really. So yeah,
that Animal face Crossing when really... you have social interactions outside.
Yes. So yeah, actually, like, perfect timing for Animal Crossing, because usually you have to spend a lot of time with that game.
Holy shit. Nintendo created the coronavirus.
Bro, straight up, I was going to say, like,
just something. Just so they can play Animal Crossing. They're working with Doom Eternal here. They're trying to make demons.
Oh, no, don't say that, bro. That's, like, that's, oh, no.
Oh, God,
that's,
oh, fuck.
Dude, I can say a lot of stuff that's oh no.
Doom Crossing Eternal Horizons. No.
Doom.
No, no, no. My Hero Doom's Crossing Eternal Horizons 1 Justice 2.
Oh, right. That's a great segue, Jacob.
Into My Hero Academia 1 Justice 2.
Yeah, because you totally let me finish talking about Animal Crossing. Perfect. I wasn't done.
Are you done now?
No, motherfucker, you interrupted me.
All right, then talk. I'm sorry. Gosh, please.
So, like I was saying before, Jacob. Anyway, like I was saying, Animal Crossing dropped like a day or so ago. Perfect timing by Nintendo. Yes, they created the coronavirus. But yeah, I'm really excited because like I love Animal Crossing since the GameCube days. But this game is really fucking dope. Like. They added a bunch of new stuff to it, like new features, and like it's like really cool because like there's a lot of stuff that you can do now. Like there's a whole lot of shit that you do now. Because usually, like on Animal Crossing, the first few days in the game, it's a little bit of a slow grind. Like you have to, there's stuff to do. There's plenty of stuff to do the first days, but like it's a slow grind. Like you don't really see much. Like progress at all, but like there's so much shit now that you can get a decent amount of stuff done by the first day. Which
tell me, honey,
green.
What's the name of your island?
The name
is
of my
Dinoga Island.
What is it? Pen Dinoga Island
from The Incredibles.
I just called it Jaland.
Bro, that's my name. You named it after me.
Yeah, bro. You know why I named it after you, though?
What?
Because that's my really bad segue for your section. Yay, take it away.
Alright, so, I'll keep it real. My Hero Academia, One's Justice, 2... is way better than the first one. It's way better than Jump Force.
Jump Force sucks.
Like, yeah, it sucks fucking fat cock. But this game is fucking lit. It's basically the first game, but better fighting mechanics, better... I don't know how to say it, but like I pre-ordered the game, and I didn't know that it came with... 3 additional characters when you pre-order the game, as instead of the first one where you were just getting Endeavor, you get, if you pre-ordered, you get Nomu, full cowling 100% as Rookie Midoriya, and then you get Overhaul when he's in, like, his fucking cork form and shit. But the online is fucking rocks. You get way more characters than what you had in the first one. You didn't even have the full class. But in this one, you got fucking Mineta, who nobody ever plays as Mineta, but he's cool that he's in the game. And then you get, like, the big 3, which was Lemillion, his gay best friend, and that girl with the big boobs and, like, the long blue hair. You get them, and you get, like, other motherfuckers, too. It's really cool. Yeah.
Nice one, bro.
Thanks.
Epic.
Thanks, Daniel.
Alright, so, the Clone Wars came back, about a month ago now. Yes, very epically. And it, the first story arc was the Bad Batch story arc. And spoiler alert, in case you don't want to know anything, Echo comes back. It turns out he's alive after, well, season three, so like 10 years of being dead. he's back, and he's better than ever. He has a droid dildo hand, pretty epic.
He's better than ever. He's only a torso, very epic.
Yeah, he's better than ever. He's just a torso with one arm, one arm that's actually his arm, and then his other better arm is half droid. Yeah, it's pretty dope, dude.
Dude, he's like fucking Darth Maul.
He's like Darth Maul minus an arm.
He's Darth Maul and Savage put together, because Savage lost an arm. Oh, you're right, Darth Maul dude. Holy legs.
Crap. And he also has like the head sensor.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
That looked like kind of like.
All of this is a stretch, but overall, I think this story arc was like just good. It wasn't like an amazing piece of Star Wars storytelling. It's what I've been saying for the past 4 weeks or 5 weeks now is it's a really good way to reintroduce the Clone Wars back to people who haven't watched the show in a while.
It literally that's what it is. That first arc is like it's like reintroducing you to what the series is, and it really shows it. Cause like, I mean, you say it's not that great, but come on, man, it's pretty epic.
I'm saying like it's not like they got my favorite story arc in the Clone Wars. It's just like, it's a good story arc. It's just not my favorite. I'm not saying
I totally get you, but like, what I meant to say is like, even if it's like not the best. Clone Wars.
It's the Clone Wars is the Clone Wars season 7. I never thought this would ever happen, ever.
Yeah, but like what I was gonna say is like if you compare this arc to other amazing Clone Wars arcs before, like, yeah, this is a good one. Not an amazing one or anything. But like, what I like about the Clone Wars is that it has like a certain standard, then even the weakest episodes are really good. You know what I mean?
I don't know. There's a lot of pretty weak episodes, and but that's mainly in like the earlier seasons. When they were like just getting started, but
yeah, when
since like season three, pretty much every episode has been a hit.
Yeah, there was some pretty weak episodes back then, but like mainly the fucking C-3PO bullshit and Jar Jar. The Jar Jar ones were like
my favorite episodes.
Yeah, those were bad. But yeah, it was good. It was like a way to reintroduce you to the series, and like this is what the Clone Wars has been about throughout the years, and it's back. Boom. This is what we got. And then it reintroduces you, and now we're getting into the real shit, but that's a whole nother...
We're saving that for another month. Next time we record in another month.
Yeah.
But yeah, this story arc, it's good. And it's definitely, like I said, an amazing reintroduction to the Clone Wars. Jacob, you want to say anything?
The season was pretty good, but the arc was pretty good. It was alright. It had its moments. Like when when Anakin cut that spider dude's fucking arms off.
Admiral Trench.
Oh yeah, Admiral Trench. Like, that was pretty badass of Anakin. I was like, oh man, I wasn't expecting that.
People were complaining.
And it's like, no, he didn't murder the guy when he cut his arms off. He had Wrecker murder him when he fucking pulled the explosive trigger.
No, he stabbed.
He stabbed.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that he did, yeah. He straight up
went dark design. Anyways.
Yeah, I love that. There he is.
Fuck, I forgot. Yeah, people were complaining about the Bad Batch guys having like, oh, well, these are like generic tropes. And yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's meant to be.
It is generic tropes, but I really still enjoyed the characters. Like, they had like, obviously, generic type of personalities, but like, it worked. It really worked. Like, I liked it. They were really cool. And like, I really wasn't expecting Echo to like join them, but once it happened, like, oh, I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
And oh my god, I cannot believe the amount of people that were upset that there were scenes changed and taken out of the or replaced from the unfinished version of the episodes, they were unfinished. It's not even close to the finished product. Those came out 5 years ago, the scene I see everyone complaining about, that it's not the original, Disney made them change it, is the Padme nose art, which, like, one, it's kind of funny, but it has nothing to do to, it doesn't further the story or I love that it got replaced with the scene that it did get replaced with, Anakin actually contacting Padme and talking to her. And we see that they have a real relationship, not just...
What was the original thing they had?
The original scene was when Anakin was boarding the Bad Batch shuttle. The nose art, you know, the art that the clones usually have on the gunships, on the side of the gunships.
Yeah.
The nose art was a sexy Padme.
Why? That's so stupid. It wasn't supposed to be a secret that they were like together. Why would they have a sex?
No, I mean the Bad Batch, they had the sexy Padme. They're like, oh, that's, I think it's Wrecker. He's like, oh, that's our girl, Sander of Naboo.
It's like, if you think about it,
bro, that makes way less sense.
Of the Bad Batch, they're like, they're like slow, or the equivalent to Down syndrome in the Star Wars universe.
Oh my god.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that makes way less sense, though. Like, why would they have that?
Well, because the clones usually have nose art of, like, Twi'leks in clone armor or whatever. But, I really, really like the scene that it was replaced with, because we get to see Anakin and Padme have an actual relationship rather than, I don't like sand. It's coarse. And
we get them to, we actually then, see them have actual
And then we get a scene where Obi-Wan is like, he pretty much tells Anakin that he knows what's going on.
But in episode 3, he's like, Anakin's the father, isn't he?
Yeah, because he knows what's going on.
I love that because it enhanced that scene already.
Yeah.
Because now you know Obi-Wan knew, bitch. Like, he knew. Mm-hmm. He was just, like, hiding it because Obi-Wan and Anakin were friends, so he was trying... He hid it because he failed Anakin. He failed Anakin because that's why he failed him, you know? Because he didn't act on it.
Yeah.
Because, oh my god, I love that so much, dude. Like, because, like, Obi-Wan also had that flaw with Satine, and it just...
She's dead, though.
Yeah, exactly. And so it shows, like, they're actually friends and, like, brothers, rather than the 20 minutes of screen time they have together in Revenge of the Sith before Anakin turns evil.
Which was epic, by the way.
No, yeah, like, I like Revenge of the Sith. I'm just saying, like, their friendship or brotherhood wasn't expanded on at all in the prequel trilogy. At least not to the extent it should have been.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, that scene. And also, they changed the ending. I love this ending, the official finished version, so much more than the original or unfinished ending. So in the unfinished ending, they're just all standing there and they get a bunch of medals and it ends. But with this, we see Echo make a decision that, like, it's gonna change the course of his life, which, I mean, he probably doesn't have too much of that left, considering Order 66 is about to happen, but it's way better than just, here's a bunch of medals, okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
But yeah, overall, it's a good story arc, and it's very Clone Wars. And I want to mention the animation, how, like, it's improved.
Amazing it is now.
It's improved so much. Like, I never thought the Clone Wars would look better than, like, the arc where Ahsoka leaves the Jedi Order. Like, that story arc is so well animated, and then they top it in this season. It just looks, oh my god, it looks so good.
Yeah, it literally feels like the movie. Like, when you're watching, like, the movies now.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, we're getting three movies with this last season. Because they're all, I'm pretty sure they're all, it's going to be 3-4 episode story arcs.
Arcs, yeah.
Which, god, I cannot wait for the rest of the Ahsoka arc. Because we're recording this right after the first episode of the, when we catch up with Ahsoka, what's it called? Ahsoka's Walkabout, I think that's what the arc is called. But it's essentially catching up with Ahsoka after she leaves the Jedi. But I can't wait for the Siege of Mandalore, and there has to be an Order 66. They can't not do that. I'm pretty sure, from, like, all the footage we've seen, I'm pretty sure they're holding back so much footage from the final story arc. Because, like, the Revenge of the Sith didn't have too much, like, if I am correct, and know how Dave Filoni works, he's not going to erase what happened in Revenge of the Sith. I mean, like, there's no way he would, but, like, I know for a fact that he's not going to erase any of he's not going to redo everything. He's going to enhance all of that. And
I just think he's going to show a different perspective.
Yes, exactly.
Because we follow Anakin during the scene, but we don't really see any of the shit. So, like, I'm hoping we see some of that.
Yeah, I'm hoping. I'm pretty sure this is the popular theory. I don't want to like ruin it's probably not going to ruin it because we all know that Order 66 happens. But I'm pretty sure that Order 66 is going to happen like right after the Siege of Mandalore because from the Ahsoka novel we know that the last time Ahsoka and Anakin actually, I'm not going to say that because that's probably way better to experience in the show. And I don't want to ruin that for either of you. So I'm pretty sure that Order 66 is going to happen right after the Siege of Mandalore. And which I cannot wait. I'm so excited. You can tell by how much I'm talking. I'm so excited for the rest of this season.
Yeah, bro.
I'm pretty sure Jacob's asleep now.
Yep.
Nah.
It
I
took you
was eating a
5
cookie
minutes
and
to
I'm
say
like, I don't want
nah.
y'all to hear me.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anything else you guys want to add on? Sorry, I took up like all the time and started rambling.
You pretty much put it all nicely because that's what I also think. And like, what I really want to see is two main things. I want to see Anakin kill some people.
Oh yeah, we need to see Darth Vader.
Yeah, and I also want more heartbreaking stuff. Like, I really want to
Yeah.
see
I
the friends
really
that we thought were friends become fucking evil and kill you. You know what I mean? Like, I want to see like the Jedi who were really friends with their captains and shit get betrayed. That's gonna be heartbreaking, dude.
God, dude. I want this season of the Clone Wars to like be
Hurt.
depressing.
Yeah, to hurt.
Because I mean that's what Revenge of the Sith it was supposed to like really be is like the downfall of everything. And while it did succeed in some places, it's obviously not, it didn't have the time to explore these characters and make us really love these characters, like the Clone Wars has. And we don't get too much of like the Jedi. Actually, we barely get we don't get any of the Jedi interacting with their commanders or captains
At all.
in the movies, except for Obi-Wan talking to Cody.
Yeah, that's the only, and it wasn't even like you can tell they were quote unquote friends when Cody saved, oh, look at his lightsaber, like, now he saved that for him, and then he gives it to him, and he's like, here you go, buddy, and then he climbs up the wall, and then he's like, oh shit, shoot that dude down, bro.
But I really hope that it's just so sad because they know that this their audience has like grown up since because it's been off air for how long? 8 years. So they know that their audience isn't just children and it's mostly adults.
Yeah, they know.
So I'm so excited.
It's gonna be lit.
It's gonna be lit and sad. I'm gonna be crying while I'm happy as hell.
Being hyped.
Being
Yeah,
super
hype
hype.
cry.
Hype cry.
That's all the time I've got. I gotta get back to playing Animal Crossing's New Horizons on my Nintendo
yodarkin kida pam para kitruve de rang faster than my ballet and the yodarkin kida pam para kitruve de rang outro my gong and the yodarkin kida pam para kitruve de rang faster than my ballet rubber gota kul kan Lopan on the room, he went there to his plan. He's got the Roger cigarette. How he got his mom, he's a cobotte. The chiffon, she told her gone. He got his closet in a box of funding. And don't even know what hat. But he's coming for you, yeah, he's coming for you. And the other king, Kida Pam Paraki, to be the round. I'm throw my gun and the other king Kida pam para kitru bete ram faster than my ballet and the other king Kida pam para kitru bete ram I'm throw my gun and the other king Kida pam para kitru bete ram faster than my ballet
the blue gunk.
All with, the blue gunk with all that the went blue... into my brain.
he do have blue gunk, though.
All the blue we gunk. Right,
who else had gunk under the fingernails
head.
And all over their body?
What?
Mr. Incredible had gunk all over him. When he hacked into Syndrome's computer, and then he was getting hit with them balls.
Bro.
He saw that girl, the little twig. He's like, I'll break her like a toothpick. And he's like, I'd like to see you try that. It's like Syndrome gets off. He gets a hard-on when Mr. Incredible does stuff. I think he's gay for Mr. Incredible.
Of course he's gay. That's why he wanted to fuck him, though.
He's like, after all, I am your biggest fan.
Buddy!
Oh my god.
On his suit? Standard for Syndrome, it stands for sex with gay no, men.
It stands for simp!
Oh no. Bro, he has simp for Mr. Incredible, dude.
Bro, he really do have Down Syndrome, though.
He has post-traumatic Down Syndrome.
That's what happened when he got caught inside the his jet with his cape.
Oh no.
He got his pee-pee chopped off.
I love that video of the kid who clearly... I don't even know if it's real, but he's like... She was taken when she was a little girl, and she has PTSD, post-traumatic
Down syndrome. Yeah, she's like post-traumatic Down syndrome or something.
That shit's hilarious.
Dude, I've seen that on TikTok. That was fucking funny. Oh, God. Bro, I feel like Tyler Rowan.
I love that no one. I'm recording all of this, and it's gonna be in like a blooper section, and no one's gonna understand at all what you're talking about. They're just gonna hear. I feel like Tyler Rowan. Oh my god, I love Tyler Rowan. He's just so retarded.
Mr. Incredible, after waking up when Syndrome took him hostage.
I hate you so much. I hate you. Why'd you sing the evil theme?
That's the Joker theme, bro. The anime Joker.
Yes, that is the Joker theme. Yeah, I love that classic scene in Joker 2019 where he's dancing in the bathroom to Cruel Angel's Thesis.
Bro. In Evangelion, I heard that he turns himself into a pickle, and it's the funniest shit I've ever seen.
Bro, I heard that. That's really funny, I heard.
Did you just have a voice crack?
Yes, I had a voice crack.
I don't know why. I'm just picturing... I'm just picturing... instead of an Eva, it's Pickle Rick.
Pickle Rick.
And the fucking capsule. What's it called? I can't remember what it's called. The capsule.
Oh, that no.
The pilots go in. That's Pickle Rick. But the Eva is like the suit that Pickle Rick makes. Paz Vizsla is fucking Ham Boy.
Huh?
Look at that thick boy. Damn boy.
Boy, he thick boy.
Damn boy, he like, thick boy.
It's like, bro, you know who this looks like? This looks like Buzz.
What the hell happened, my dude? Jacob took a tumble. Jacob took a tumble. Oh no. He dying. Look.
Oh my god. You remember Tumbling Towers? Harry Potter and the Tumbling Towers? You don't remember that?
Oh shit. Yeah, they can the
iconic
the worst
fan
best.
Fiction.
Yeah.
It? We'll tell you when you're older, kiddo.
Fucking now, you cock.
Nah, we gotta
it's a
record
fan fiction,
we gotta yeah. record a show right now.
Wait, he needs to know though. Real quick. It's a fan fiction, Harry Potter. Like a Harry Potter fan fiction.
Yeah.
Like if Hermione and Harry were in the plane that crashed into the 9/11 fucking tower or something like that.
Who would make that?
I think it's if Ron Weasley was in one of the towers.
Bro, what the fuck
like,
is that?
It's the most random thing I've ever found, ever. Motherfucker,
okay.
If you let me fucking talk, goddamn motherfucking cock bitch.
What the fuck is that? Oh no, he has the corona.
Oh my god, no!
No, Jacob. Bro, I got Modelo, bro.
Bro, it's gonna contagious.
Bro, it's gonna get us through the Skype call.
Skype?
I'm giving you guys a computer virus.
Bro, I don't have an antivirus, bro.
Bro, it's going through your firewall.
Bro, I don't have an antivirus, bro.